this is the Rampton House on Alder, is it? No.
Yes, I believe so.
No, Alder's the next one down.
I'm not sure what it is.
Well, we'll check it. And you built this about when?
Oh, my goodness. In the, about the 60s, the first beginning of the 60s.
Mm-hmm.
And
it was built for whom?
For Fred and Madge Kittle.
Oh, yes.
And he was the owner of the Pioneer Flouring Mill,
yes,
and the Grand Round Grain Company.
Uh-huh.
And it was interesting. There was hardly no other houses up here at the time that we built this. And he come to me and he says, I got a nice level lot that I'd like you to build a house on for me. And then I come up and checked it. When we put the foundation in, it was so steep, the lot was so steep, I had to put a full basement under it just to level the house.
Uh-huh.
And we never even put a stairway into the basement. It was just a foundation. And then later on, many years later, after they were gone, why the Ramptons had us put a stairway, and they were completely finished the downstairs now, so it's two-story house.
Mm-hmm.
But it was fun to build.
Were there any other problems in building this house?
Oh, no, other than we had to bring in so much dirt, we filled the back side of the house, and we had to bring in a caterpillar and carry-all to bring in about 40,000 yards of dirt to build up the back.
For this nice level lot. Huh?
Yeah, on that nice level lot.
Did you tell Mr. Kittle, this lot is not level?
Oh, I don't remember telling him, but they were neat people to build for.
Uh-huh. Was this their retirement home?
Yes. Uh-huh. That's where they lived. Well, they lived here before he retired, too.
Huh.
But
he's now dead, right?
Oh, yes. He at one time was a state senator many years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Very dignified person.
Mm-hmm.
His wife, Madge, she was a special lady, but she had everybody scared. They had lots of money, and she just had them scared to death. But it never bothered me. She and I was just good friends.
What were they scared of?
Oh, her bark. And her particular being, the people that worked for her were just scared to death of her because she was so kind of sharp. And she come across as that kind of a person, uh-huh, but really she wasn't.
Uh-huh. The Rampton House is on Chris Court. The Social Security building at 4th and Maine. Did you have a contract with the federal government for this building?
No. They were developers that built this building, and we built it for the developer.
Oh,
and then
a local developer?
No, they were out of town.
I see.
And then we built it to the specifications of the Social Security for the government.
Mm-hmm. And that was in what year approximately?
Well, the late 60s, as I remember.
Mm-hmm. And it was used then as a Social Security building until the new one was built out near the mall.
That's right.
Yes.
And they had other offices in it also. It was too big.
I see.
Too big for the one office.
Was it still too big when they moved?
Yeah, yes, evidently there's other people that are even to this day using it.
Mm-hmm. Was it a complicated building to make?
Not really. It was just a standard block building.
Uh-huh. Isn't a flat roof always a problem?
Yes.
That's what I thought.
In this country.
Well, any country. In Seattle it certainly is with all the rain.
Well, we have so much weather variation,
yes,
in temperature that they're just not really practical.
Mm-hmm. Did you fuss about that when they told you?
I built it the way they asked. Well, I think early on, we never really appreciated the amount of problems that would develop from these flat roofs. Because they were guaranteed when they were put on for 10 years, and after that, why?
This doesn't appear really to be concrete block. What is the construction?
They are block. It's all block building, pumice block principally.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you have, you said you didn't have any unusual difficulties with the construction?
No.
Were you paid well for it?
Not the usual. I don't even remember back then what the going wages were, to be really honest with you.
How many men did you have on the crew?
There was about five or six at that time.
About how long a construction time?
You know...
6 months?
I don't think it took that long. I don't believe it did.
Were you building it in spring and summer?
It was in the spring when we started it.
Did you enjoy this more or less than building houses?
Oh, I think that I like variation, but I think houses was my brother's.
Yeah. Well, now we're at the former Liberty Theater. Tell me what you recall about the inside of that theater when you started on the remodel job.
Well, it had sloping floors, for one thing, and that was one of the first things we did was to level the floors.
Do you mean the main floor was sloping?
The main floor was theater type level. Pardon me.
How far back do these stores go? More than 30 or 40 feet?
Well, they went quite a ways back. There was enough room in the back for a stage, because originally they used to have a lot of stage entertainment.
Yeah, I know. But I was
they
thinking,
had big curtains and drops and everything back there.
But I mean, when you put the stores in, how far back do they go into the theater?
Oh, near clear to the back.
They do. Well, as far as the stage?
Yeah.
I see.
And then we had to lower the ceiling because they was high. And in this particular theater, it would had a big high balcony. And we used to sit up there and go to the show.
Yes. The balcony is still there, isn't it?
Oh, yes. It's still there, but we just bypassed it and lowered the ceiling down to a workable height. And I don't think they use that upper part for anything unless they have changed it. But it took quite a lot of work to do that.
Who instigated the remodel?
The owner.
Grulich?
Yes, Francis Grulich.
And was he doing that, do you think, just so he could get some revenue?
Well, the theater business kind of went to pot.
Yes.
And then they had moved their theaters down to that end of town. And it was just a matter of putting the building to use for something. And they've used it for stores. There at one time, Coast to Coast Stores. Do you remember when it was in there?
No, I don't.
Well, it was in there several years ago.
It occupied all the space of the two stores now?
Now, I think it did.
Probably so.
Yes.
Other than leveling the floor and lowering the ceiling, were there complications in doing this kind of remodel?
I don't remember any. It was kind of fun to do. We started that in about 1961 when we did that.
Suppose somebody came along and said it would really be a good idea to restore the Liberty Theater as much as possible the way it was. Could that be done?
I think so, because we didn't, as I recall, we didn't destroy or take out any of the floors or the ceilings mm-hmm. or any of that.
Well, when you leveled the floor, what did you do to make it level? Did you
started
put
from nothing in the front and went level?
I know, but did you put in upright 2x4s all the way along to level it out?
Oh, yeah, we had to put in new floor joists, and we leveled those, and of course you have to put supporting mm-hmm. timbers. And
but they could be removed, and you'd have original floor?
I think so, mm-hmm. because, like I say, we didn't tear out mm-hmm. any of the basic mm-hmm. building. Mm-hmm.
Is the stage in the same condition it was?
I believe so, if I remember right.
Think the curtain was left there?
Oh, no, I think that. And all the pulleys and ropes and all that stuff, we had to tear down.
You did?
I even have some of the old rope that come out of there
right.
to this day.
Now, am I correct in assuming that this building probably would not withstand an earthquake?
Well, probably not according to the way they would like to have them today, because it's all masonry building.
Yeah. Probably then to try to restore it as a theater would require that it be earthquake proofed.
That would be reinforcing
steel. Yeah.
I don't know how they could do that.
Well, it could be done if you had enough money.
Yeah, I suppose. yeah, that's right. You know, there used to be a hotel. You remember when
yes.
it set there?
Yes, I do. I think this is one of the most interesting buildings on Adams Avenue. I would love to see it made into a theater again.
Yeah. Now, that other building right up, that other tall one used to be a theater also.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't that called the Star?
I believe so.
Mm-hmm. I've seen photographs when the marquees were out.
You know, off the cuff, when we used to bring our girlfriends up here and go to the show, we were so poor back in those days. We didn't have much money, and they had a caramel corn shop right between the two theaters.
Oh.
And we used to kid the girls, would ask them if they wanted to walk down the walk and smell a while there at that corn shop.
You weren't going to buy anything, though.
We didn't have anything to buy it with.
yes. We're at the Granada Theater now. You said it burned a couple of times?
No, it burned at least once.
Mm-hmm.
But we remodeled it after it burned, mm-hmm. and then we also did a lot of remodel work and updating for it earlier.
Now, it goes back to about the 1920s, doesn't it, originally?
Well, it was there when I was little.
And was it a wood structure?
Well, there's wood structure in it, yeah. I don't remember.
When it burned, was it primarily wood?
Oh, yeah, the inside of it was.
Well, how about the outside?
Well, you know, to be honest with you, I can't tell you. But I think it must be wood framework.
How was the remodel job on that in comparison with doing the Liberty?
Dirty. We had to clean all the burn part, and all we did was to clean it out and put back all the parts that was burned. Fortunately, they weren't real difficult things to replace.
Like what?
Well, main structural timbers or anything. They didn't have to be replaced.
Moldings and
oh yeah, all
how
those
floors,
kind of floors, the finished floor and the seats and all those things were destroyed.
Do you remember about when that burning occurred?
Oh. It must have been in the late 60s.
Late 60s.
At least then, as I remember.
Was it do you think a fire in the projection booth?
You know, I'm a complete blank on that.
There's probably an observer story about that.
Yeah.
And then you say you remodeled it again?
Yeah, at different times, new restrooms and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And also the counters where they serve their food and mm-hmm. refreshments. Mm-hmm.
Might that have been mainly modernization?
That's right.
I see. It didn't actually have to be done for any structural reason.
Yeah, he just wanted to make it nice.
Yeah, yeah. This is the building on, is this Fir?
Fir,
just off Adams. It's a white building with two stories.
No, it's just a one story. Not the big tall one.
Oh.
The one in between.
The one in between.
Yes.
I see. And there was nothing there before?
Just an empty building, an old building of some kind.
And who did the design work for that?
Oh, I worked with the people and built what they needed.
What did they want?
They just wanted to have a good store building.
And what store was there originally? After you finished the work?
Oh, goodness. Yeah, as I remember, it was a material store.
Building materials?
No, clothing.
Clothing, fabric?
Fabric, and probably some clothes, as I remember.
But it's been several things since, I suppose.
Oh, yes.
It looks as though it's a fairly simple building.
It was.
The LDS Church in Elgin. Tell me about it.
Well, we built that, as I remember, back in the 50s. And we had two or three men, that of us that were paid, but we built a lot of it with volunteer labor. And it was a real accomplishment, I feel, because a lot of people spent a lot of time there and money to build that.
Have they had an LDS church in Elgin before?
The most, they were using other existing lodge halls or just community buildings and that sort of thing for church. But they, at one time in the history of the church, the people went to, this is my street, and that's where you're going.
Right.
But they went to Imbler. Imbler had a small frame structure that the people in Elgin went.
Mm-hmm.